This is Triple M Rock News with all that matters in rock this week.
Welcome to another week of fresh rock news. I'm Rosie. Where to start, though? There's still fallout from Tommy Lee over his oversharing last week on Instagram and his other socials. We didn't get to talk about it here, but I wasn't that surprised, and maybe you weren't either if you'd seen him drive the boat 20-odd years ago. But Five Finger Death Punch's Ivan Moody, who works with Tommy Lee, had a final say in a podcast.
Nobody's that well hung, so good for you, Tommy.
Anyway, tour news. Church is about to start its The Slings and Arrows of Outrageous Fortune tour, the band's first in 4 years. You can catch them Thursday, September 1 at the Astor in Perth, Friday, September 2, The River in Margaret River, Sunday, September 4 at the Gov in Adelaide, Thursday, September 8 at the Metro in Sydney, Friday, September 9, the Princess Theatre in Brisbane, and wrapping it all up in Melbourne at the Northcote Theatre on Saturday, September 10. Go to SBM Presents if there's any tickets left. Now, if you're in Adelaide, lucky you, if you've never been to Adelaide or would like to go back and visit, book your accommodation now. Harvest Rock is a new festival being held in the Festival State. It will feature Courtney Barnett, Tones and I, UMI, The Avalanches, The Living End, Crowded House, I think the Teskey Brothers as well. It's just the tip of the iceberg for the two-day event. And it's the only Australian appearance in 2022 for Jack White.
That's right.
Yes, we've got you shaking. Harvest Rock will be on Saturday, 19th of November to Sunday, 20th of November. Tickets go on sale 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday, the 24th of August.
Don't change me, don't change me, me.
INXS played their first ever gig 45 years ago this week. It was August 16, 1977 at a house party in Sydney. So they celebrated INXS Day with a TikTok live stream and announced that they are reissuing Shabu Shaba for its 40th anniversary in October, ahead of some other anniversaries and reissues in the pipeline. So keep an eye on the band's socials, particularly YouTube. The Taylor Hawkins tribute shows are just a few weeks away, and there's been an announcement of additions to the lineup and how to watch the London show. This is one of Taylor's drum solos, particularly the song My Hero from Hyde Park in 2006. I don't think it'll sink in until we see these shows, but in London, it's Saturday, September 3 at Wembley Stadium, featuring Liam Gallagher, Chrissy Hynde, Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, Rush, Brian May and Roger Taylor from Queen, Chris from Nirvana and Supergrass. You can watch it live now. I'm reading this from the Foo Fighters email. So in Australia, on the day, MTV YouTube channels. And then apparently it'll be on demand on Paramount Plus globally after Saturday, September 3. Added to the London bill is Travis Barker from Blink-182, Violet Grohl, Dave's daughter, Justin Hawkins from The Darkness, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Kesha and Luke Spiller from The Struts, and Lars from Metallica. Now, there's no word whether the September 27 Los Angeles show will be televised, but added to the lineup, Sebastian Bach from Skid Row, Geezer Butler from Black Sabbath, Joe Elliott from Aerosmith, and a few others who are included in the London announcement. Also on Paramount Plus, and I watched this the other night, the foul-mouthed, inappropriate, childish, shocking, hilarious, scathing, timely cartoon based around middle school children, South Park, is 25 years old. And to celebrate, the creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker put on a concert at Red Rocks Amphitheatre. The Beatles have played there, U2, so many others. Matt and Trey not only write, voice South Park for some characters, they sing and play some of the instruments in the musical parts of the show. And they've put together this amazing concept. They've also done the Team America World Police movie and the incredible stage show The Book of Mormon. Incredibly talented guys, which you can see in action in this Paramount Plus special. Their backing band is Primus, who recorded the opener. They explain how it came about in the special, but let's have a reminder of what that sounds like.
I'm going down to South Park, gonna have myself a time.
Bentley
South Park, gonna see if I can't unwind.
Now, Kenny sings there at the end, and we know that you don't really hear him. I urge you to watch the Paramount Plus special of South Park's 25th year concert with the subtitles on, because you can see exactly what Kenny is singing. It is foul, but it made me laugh hysterically. Their backing bands of Primus, who recorded the opener, and Ween. There's also an appearance from Rush. It's just a great celebration. It's one for true fans, I must admit. They play the song Montage, they do Uncle Effa, and they end on Team America.
America! 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 Yeah!
One of the greatest concerts I've seen on telly for a while. That's it for this week. I'm over.
For the latest tour announcements, killer album releases, and a healthy hit of rock nostalgia, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app or on your smart speaker.